This is the Morning Conversation on News Radio 93.9 FM and 1240 KQEN.
Well, here we are in the midst of Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott, the guy with all the answers, in charge of the whole thing in here this morning. Or is that a bit much?
I might be a bit much.
Well, you've certainly a big part of this because you're president of one of the clubs now, right?
I've been president of Timberland Corvette Club, and that got me into graffiti, which I got made president of.
Yeah, there you go. So, a lot going on. How's it been going so far?
Wednesday, preliminary numbers from the VA show is roughly 300 cars, which was, I believe, a record. I'm not sure. I think the previous was like 220, 250 as a high. So, I think we're doing gangbusters already.
Wow. Well, a lot going on today. Talk about some of what's happening.
Today starts with Lithia Poker Run this morning, and then this afternoon through the evening, it's the Rat Rod Roundup. And also at Seven Feathers is the outdoor concert, Grand Funk Railroad. And then we roll into Saturday.
Yeah, and by the way, at the Rat Rod Roundup is like a bunch of events inside of an event. They've got a lot going on there.
Yeah.
Definitely. So Saturday, the big day for the cruise, for everything else, take us through it.
Starts with the 43rd Stray Angels Show and Shine, the Strays, Angels, the Umpqua Flatheads, and Timberland Corvette Club were the three primary clubs that started Graffiti 44 years ago. So Saturdays, you got the primary clubs, which is the Stray Angels at the Show and Shine. I do a Corvette City, which I invite Corvette of any age, and we park down on Jackson Street. And as part of that, the Elks joined us with an antique. Well, started out as an antique motorcycle show, and I think they upgraded to newer vehicles. And then Coupe de Gras is the Umpqua Flatheads cruise downtown. It starts at 6.
And cruise downtown is like a staple of life in Roseburg.
Yes, very much so.
And a lot of people, and one of the things early on when I moved here and started coming to the event was the fact that you get to, if you're showing up to watch, you get to walk a ways to get there, unless you know some secret back alleys to park in or whatever. Folks end up stacked all over town for the cruise to check it out.
Yes, and then they end up at Harvard at Pete's Drive-In, so it moves around.
Right, and you've got Harvard on Saturday night gets pretty busy, definitely. So all of that on Saturday, and what are you seeing so far in terms of some of the cool cars? Have you seen some new ones you especially like?
Oh, always. I drool a lot on this week because there's about a dozen cars that I want to take home.
And you probably shouldn't?
Correct.
Ah, okay.
I already have my toy.
There you go. So Sunday, you've got some new things.
Yeah, it starts out at Seven Feathers, the Cars and Coffee, and then Senior Center is a new event. They do a car show and bingo, and they're going to provide some coffee and donuts. But this year we incorporated with the Senior Center is the Mustang Club is going to do a poker run, but they're going to start at the Senior Center so we can boost their attendance. And then the Mustangs are going to end up in Winston at the DC Import and Domestic Car Show in Winston. And then the folks that want to go all day will end up leaving the Winston one and going to River Forks Park for the Cars and Coffee Fuel Fest.
Yeah, and that's another new one, too.
Correct. The poker run's sort of new, going to be a whole new route. And then the import and versus domestic car show and the River Forks Fuel Fest are all new events.
And the one out in Winston there looks like they're doing that out at Riverbend Park.
Correct.
Okay. So that all goes on, and wow. And then you probably sleep in on Monday?
Yeah. I put it in my calendar, do nothing.
The what makes this so special for you?
Oh, all the cars, all the people that come from all over the Northwest to come bring their vehicles themselves, and you just get out and try to talk to people. And the cars are the draw. It's an easy icebreaker. So, oh, I love your car. Tell me about it.
Oh, and now, do you work on your Corvette yourself?
Not a whole lot. I have my favorite mechanic.
But for some of the people that do, though, we were talking earlier this morning about how much work goes into, you know, restoring some of these or just keeping them up in first-rate shape.
Oh, can be a lot. It depends on the vehicle and what you started with and then how much you're going to build, whether it's from the rubber up or if you've got a nice foundation.
Wow. All right, so that goes on. Anything else people ought to know about the next couple of days of graffiti?
So far, we haven't had any incidents, so let's please be nice and take care of everybody. Enjoy the cars, especially.
Yeah, Northwest Premier Car Show. It's Graffiti Weekend. Bob Scott, thanks for coming in.
You're welcome.
All right, 8:38 at the Morning Report.